You're listening to 91.9 KVCR. I'm Jessica Greenwell. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Jessica.
So, a Riverside County supervisor is calling for an investigation into how Sheriff Chad Bianco conducted his campaign for governor. And the county grand jury has recommended reforms of the jail system Bianco runs to address the high number of in-custody deaths.
Right. First, Supervisor Jose Medina, who has been pushing for a civilian panel to oversee the sheriff's department, is asking the district attorney to investigate whether Bianco used public resources to assist his campaign, which ended this month when he came in fourth. Medina acknowledged that public officials have a right to engage in political activity, but he said California law and ethical guidelines strictly regulate the use of public resources, such as deputies' time and the department's social media channels. Medina, a former assemblyman, said he has made the same request of the state attorney general's office and an internal fraud prevention committee in the county auditor controller's office.
What specifically does Medina want the authorities to look into?
Well, Medina said he doesn't have evidence of wrongdoing by Bianco, but he asked that these agencies look into whether the sheriff used news conferences, community events, or official appearances to promote his campaign for governor. Medina also questioned whether department employees, including deputies, may have worked on the campaign while on taxpayer time or used county vehicles, facilities, or audiovisual equipment for the campaign or sent out official communications that promoted Bianco's run for governor. Medina also said wearing the sheriff's uniform or badge may have confused the public about whether these were official duties or part of the political campaign. For his part, Bianco accused Medina of playing politics.
And have the DA's office or attorney general's office or auditor controller said they plan to investigate?
Well, neither the DA nor the AG responded to requests for comment. Auditor Controller Ben Benoit said his office received a complaint through its website and his office is looking into it.
You also mentioned the grand jury. What's going on there?
The grand jury, which is a panel of citizens who review county operations each year, issued a report saying that persistent in-custody deaths, lack of transparency, and the absence of independent oversight have created failures of accountability in the sheriff's department. The grand jury is calling for a civilian oversight body.
That sounds exactly like what Medina's been calling for.
Right. Many jurisdictions have them, including the city of Los Angeles. We'll see if the grand jury's recommendation makes the other four county supervisors any more receptive to the idea than they have been.
Well, next, Riverside City Manager Mike Futrell has resigned in the wake of his wife's high-profile dispute with the city.
Yeah, this seemingly concludes months of turmoil that began in December when Councilman Chuck Conder, on behalf of the City Council, sent a letter to Fittrell's wife, Susan Freeman, cautioning her not to harass city staff. The letter indicated she had contacted city employees through phone calls, text messages, comments, social media posts, and other means, and that city employees could get the impression she had a role in City Hall, which she didn't. Then in April, the city announced that Fittrell had accepted the job of city manager in Pasadena. 10 days later, Fittrell said he decided not to take that job. Most recently, Freeman, the wife, announced on social media that she had filed a claim against the city for attempting to silence her through Conder's letter and to damage her and her family's reputation. Claims like this are often precursors to lawsuits. In addition to Futrell's resignation, the city announced that it had come to a mutual agreement with Freeman, releasing each other from any claims or lawsuits. There was no monetary settlement connected with that.
And what about Futrell? What are the terms of his departure from the city?
He is on administrative leave through July 5th, and he will receive severance equal to 9 months' pay, plus pension benefits and 1 month of medical coverage. He also gave up the right to any claims against the city. Now, on Wednesday, the mayor and city council named Assistant City Manager Edward Enriquez to fill in on an interim basis while the city searches for a new city manager. Enriquez has worked for the city since 2012, including as Chief Financial Officer and Interim Assistant City Manager.
It sounds like it's been quite a dramatic episode.
Yes, it has been. Hopefully, this is the end of it.
Well, next up, a Redlands woman who says her sons endured racist bullying in a Redlands Unified School District elementary school is suing the district.
Daphne Hawkins first brought these concerns to a Redlands school board meeting in March 2025 when she and her husband, Channing Hawkins, along with community leaders and civil rights advocates, confronted the board about what they said was a lack of action by the district and Mariposa Elementary School administrators in response to complaints about racist taunting of their boys by other children. Now, Daphne Hawkins has filed a lawsuit about the alleged failure of the district to protect her sons from months of racial harassment, despite repeated complaints, investigations that substantiated the bullying, and community concerns about racism in Redlands schools. Among other incidents she cited were her sons being called mud and tarball, a classroom assignment featuring Black Pete, a racist caricature of Black people with exaggerated physical features, and a playground incident in which a child told her son he should be in a Black African monkey show. That taunt was overheard by multiple students who corroborated it during an investigation.
Those incidents do sound pretty egregious.
Yes, and the lawsuit alleges that school officials still didn't step in. Hawkins said her sons began to avoid going on the playground and complaining of stomach aches and anxiety before going to school. They were diagnosed with PTSD. Hawkins is asking to be compensated for the counseling and PTSD treatment for her children, as well as medical expenses, lost wages, emotional distress, and other costs. She also wants the district to provide better anti-racism training, independent oversight of racial discrimination complaints, and better tracking of such incidents.
So, what do school officials say about all this?
The officials didn't comment directly on the pending litigation, but they released a statement saying Redlands Unified has expanded diversity and inclusion initiatives, staff training, student support services, and anti-discrimination policies. The district says it continues to assess its efforts through community feedback, state accountability measures, and compliance reviews.
And lastly today, public records have revealed how much the Ahaviatam of San Manuel Nation paid for the historic Mission Inn.
Yeah, the sale closed on May 28th, totaling $33.2 million. That's more than double what Duane Roberts paid in 1992. He paid $15.6 million. Neither the buyer, the San Manuel tribe, nor the seller, Duane Roberts' widow, Kelly Roberts, would comment on the price, citing a confidentiality agreement. But according to publicly available property records, the sale took place in three separate transactions: just over $29 million for the hotel, just under $4 million for an adjacent parking garage, annex, and vacant lot, and $331,394.16 for the alcoholic beverage license. The Riverside County assessor cautioned that complex transactions like this often take place in multiple parts, so more paperwork could be filed in the coming weeks. But so far, this is what we know about the sale price.
Well, thank you so much, Cassie, for all these stories, as always.
Thank you, Jessica.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcr.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Jessica Greenwell, KVCR News.